Ойраеса.
Today's Amud is Yuma Memches Amud Beis. We're holding on the bottom line of Memches Amud Aleph. So we're in the middle of discussing some of the halachos of Chafina. Says the Gemara, Bayir of Papa, or Papa asked the Shailo. Chishei bechatias kechala mahu. So on previously we mentioned a Shailo about what's the halacha if one is chishev, if the kain gadol has a machshava psula b'shas ha-chafina, while he's doing the chafina, if he has a machshava to be makteret chutz lezmanei, let's say, to be makteret on Yud Aleph Tishrei. So we asked, our Papa asked the Shailo about that, and we came out that the halacha is that machshava is going to pass the keteres. Now after that, Rabbah has another shayla. Chishev bechatias gechalim mahu. What's going to be the halacha if when the kain gadol is shoveling the gechalim from the mizbeach, if he has a machshava also, if he has a machshava psula, is that going to pass the keteres that he's makter afterwards? So says the Gemara. What's the tzadia shayla? What exactly was Rabbah's shayla? Machshirei mitzvah kemitzvah damu. I lie. His shayla was, do we consider this the act of being of shoveling the gechalim, which is really just a hechsher mitzvah? Do we consider that to be like a nikar chelik of the mitzvah to the extent that machshava will pass it, or perhaps not? And that was Rav Papa's shaila, and to that the Gemara says teiku, that we don't know. They asked the shaila from Rav Sheshes. Now this shaila really is going to have nothing to do with Yom Kippur Batsem, but we're going to bring a raya from our halachas of Chafina. What's the halacha all year round if the kayin is does the process of halacha? He takes the dam from the makam hashchita to the mizbeach. If he takes the dam with his left hand, what's the halacha? So now Rashi brings that we know that in general, by all the different chalakim of the Avaida, so they need to generally be done with the right hand. It's a Gemara in Zvachim and Chavdal and Mabez, and we learned this out from the parish of Mitzayra, where over there the Pasuk says, V'tavala Kayin esetzbayu hayamanis. It says a Kayin, and it says with his right hand. So we learn out from there that any Avaida that says Kayin, it has to dafka be done with the Kayin's right hand. So now the Shaila Rashi explains that the Shaila over here regarding Haylacha is that Haylacha doesn't say Haylacha in the Torah. It doesn't say a Kayin, and it doesn't even really say it directly in the Torah Bichlal. So the shaila is what's going to be the halacha if a kayin that performs halacha, he takes the dam from the makam hashchita to the mizbeach, if he takes it with his left hand, mahu, what's the halacha in such a case? So Amar Luhu Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes said back to the Talmidim, he said, Tani Suwa, he said, it's our Mishnah Yuma. It says that he was not all at the Kain Gadol on Yom Kippur, was not all as a machta b'yaminoi, that's a kaf b'smailai. You see that he took the kaf of Ketayres, he took it in his left hand, so that's considered halacha. He's taking it too into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he would take it with his left hand, so you see that halacha is fine if it's done with the Kain's left hand. Ask the Gemara in Hanami, it seems like we have a good raya from there, but Luchayr, we had a different raya that we could have brought. Why don't we bring a raya from a Mishnah Maseches Tamid that it says HaRegel Shayamin Bismol? It says that the Mishnah over there is discussing the different parts of the Karban Eila that the different Kohanim would take to the Mizbeach. And so it says regarding the right leg of the animal, it says that the right leg of the animal would go in the Kain's left hand. He would bring it to the Mizbeach in his left hand. Ubeis Eira Luchutz, and the Mishnah just adds in that the part that was skinned from the leg would be facing outwards, this way the place that it was cut from would be facing inwards and no one had to see it. But Al Kapanim, you see from here that Halacha was done bismol. It says HaRegel Shayamin bismol, that the Kain took it in his left hand. So why didn't we bring a Raya from this Mishnah in Maseches Tamid? So says the Gemara, Imehasam, because if we would bring a Raya from there, we could have said, Hava Amina, I would have said, Hani Mili Halacha Dolei Ma'akva Kapara. The way Rashi learns is that I would have said that the halacha of the regal was done in the kain's left hand is dafka because that act of halacha, the act of bringing the ivarim of the ayla on the mizbeach is not ma'akiv the kapara. The ikar kapara, Rashi says, is with the dam, is with the zrikas adam, and therefore this act of bringing the ivarim to the mizbeach, that's why, since it's not something which is so integral to the kapara, that's why it can be done with the kain's left hand. Aval halacha the ma'akfa kapara lie. But I would have said that maybe when it comes to bringing the dam to the mizbeach, being that dam is something which is makiv kapara, being that dam is something which is makiv kapara, so maybe I would have said that it cannot be done with the left hand. Kamash malan. Therefore, we bring a raya dafka from Yom Kippur, from the calf which went in the Kohen Gadol's left hand, because the ketores is something which is makiv kapara, and being that the ketores is something which is makiv kapara, you see from here that even when he's carrying something which is makiv kapara, he could still do it. He could still do it with his left hand. That's why Rashi is masber the Gemara. That the, when we're coming to be mechalik between something which is ma'akiv kapara and something which is not ma'akiv kapara, we're referring to the thing that the kain is carrying. We're referring to the evarim versus the dam and versus the ketores. However, Rabbeinu Yaakim explains that no, we're referring to the actual ma'isa hilacha itself. That when the Gemara says the reason why we don't bring a raya from bringing the evarim of the ayla to the mizbeach, the reason when the Gemara is mechalik and it says it's because over there it's something which it's not ma'akiv kapara, we're referring to the halacha itself, that the halacha itself is not something which is ma'akiv. However, when it comes to the dam and when it comes to the ketores, says Rabbeinu Eliyakim that the etzem ma'isa halacha is ma'akiv. And he brings makaris for that. Al kapanim de mechalikas Rashi Rabbeinu Eliyakim had to understand the chilik of the Gemara over here. Either way, says the Gemara meisvei. So it comes out again. So the Talmid, the master of Sheshes, what's going to be the halacha? What's going to be the halacha when it comes to halacha with the kain's left hand? And Rav Sheshes brought a raya that it's going to be mut, that's going to be kasher. Meisvei frak the Gemara on Rav Sheshes, but the Mebraisa says zar v'ainain shikur u'balmum. Any of these people, a zar, someone who's not a kain, an ainain, someone who lost a close relative, a shikur, someone who's drunk u'balmum, he has a mum. So all these people bekabalu b'halacha b'zrika pasul. So they're all pasul to do any parts of these three avodas of Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika. V'chein yayshev, v'chein smol. Pasul. So too, also, someone who's sitting down, and a kain using his left hand, that's also going to be a psul when it comes to Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika. So it says straight out in the Braisa that the left hand is a psul, even when it comes to Hilacha. So says the Gemara, Tiyufta, there's no way out of that. That's a kasha, that's a refutation of what Rav Sheshes said. Rav Sheshes wanted to say that a kohen could use his left hand for lailacha sadam, and we have a braisa which says lahedya, not like Rav Sheshes. Ah, so what's the pshat that by the ketores and by the evarim, we see that the kohen was able to use his left hand? So the Meiri explains that by the ketores it's different because he didn't even really be'atzim need a kli b'chlal. So therefore the fact that he takes the kli in his left hand is not a problem. And by the evarim, being that the evarim is something which is not ma'akiv kaparo, whichever shita you want to go with, like Rashi or like Rabbeinu Eliyakim, but being that it's something which is not ma'akiv kapara, so therefore that's different also, and that's why the kohen could use his left hand. But in general, to be ma'alich, to perform ma'alacha of the dam to the mizbeach with the kohen's left hand, that is something which will passel. That's something which will passel the avaida, not like Rav Sheshes said. Frekta Gemara. So it seems like Rav Sheshes didn't know this braisa. But Frekta Gemara, Rav Sheshes, who da isva? We have a record that Rav Sheshes himself asked one time from this braisa on a different amira. So Rav Sheshes clearly knew this braisa. Da amrle Rav Sheshes la amira de Rav Chista. Rav Sheshes one time said to the translator of Rav Chista, he said, "Do me name Rav Chista." He says, "Do me a favor, please. Go ask Rav Chista the following shaila. Ask Rav Chista halacha bizar mahu. What's going to be the halacha if a zar performs halacha? If someone who's not a kohen performs halacha, what's going to be halacha? So what's the din?" So Amar Lei, so Rav Chista reported back that the halacha is kshera, that the avodah is going to be kosher. Umikra misayeni, and I even have a pasuk which supports me, because the pasuk says v'yishchatu apesach v'yizriku akayinim miyadam v'halaviyam mafshitim. So it says v'yizriku akayinim miyadam. It says that the kohanim, they sprinkle the dam from their hand, which is mashma that they didn't do the halacha. They took the dam from the czar's hands, and then the yizriku akayinim miyadam. It's referring to Levim in the pasuk. So it's mashma that they took the dam from the Levim, and then they sprinkled the dam, because it says the yizriku akayinim miyadam. So you see lahedya that even Levim, even czarim, that they could perform halacha. Umaisa Rav Sheshes, and after that, after Rav Chista reported this back, this halacha, that it would be kasher, Maisa Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes asked on Rav Chista that the braisa says, zar v'ainit shikur balma. He asked Mamish from this Braisa. He says that the Braisa says Lahedya that the Tzar is possible to perform Halacha. So you see, he asked Lahedya from this Braisa, so he knew the Braisa. So how could it be that Rav Chista didn't know the Braisa in our Sakavataria, that Rav Chista had originally told the Talmidim that it would be kosher to perform Halacha b'smol, and then the Gemara has to ask on Rav Chista from this Braisa? We see from this whole Sakavataria that Rav Chista himself knew the Braisa, and he himself asked on Rav Sheshes himself knew this braisa, and he himself asked on Rav Chista one time, gufa from this braisa. So says the Gemara, basra dishma hadar aisva. Really, at first he did not know the braisa. Our Shaka Vataria happened before that story with Rav Sheshes and Rav Chista. Rav Sheshes originally did not know the braisa, and that's why he had originally had thought to say that it would be kosher to do perform halacha bismal. Then they asked on Rav Sheshes from this braisa, now he knows the braisa. That's when this story then with Rav Chista then took place, after he already heard the braisa, and then he asked from it against Rav Chista. Fact the Gemara now just zeroing in into the story. So it comes out that Rav Sheshes asked on Rav Chista, then he proved from the Braisa that the Zara is possible to perform Halacha. But fact the Gemara, Rav Chista Krak Amar. Rav Chista pointed out that he had a Pasuk, that he had a Raya from a Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, V'yizriku HaKayinim Miyadam. So what's Rav Sheshes going to do with Rav Chista's Pasuk? Says the Gemara, the Avad Maisa Itzdaba. He'll learn that when it says, V'yizriku HaKayinim Miyadam, that they took the Dam from the hands of the Zarim, it doesn't mean that the Zarim did Halacha. They performed a Maisa Itztaba, which means that after the Kayin was Makabal the Dam, so he handed it, he brought it to the place where he needed to bring it to, and then he gave it to hold on to, he gave it to a Zar to hold on to, but the Zar didn't move it any closer to the Mizbeach. He didn't actually perform a Halacha, he just did a Maisa Itztaba, literally the Maisa of a bench. He acted as a bench, as a place just to put down the Dam. The Kayin handed to the Zar the Dam just to hold on to, he didn't bring it any closer to the Mizbeach, so it was the Kayin that performed the Halacha, and therefore there's no Raya from the Pasuk that a Zar could perform halacha, and Adrabah, we have a raya from the braisa that a Zar who performs halacha will pass the avodah.